Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
Thank you for joining us for Expositor Podcast. I'm Steve Lawson. And in this session, we want to give special attention to how to study for your sermon. If you're called to preach, you're called to be a student. Our entire lifelong ministry will be a process of continual education and studying the Word of God. And every week, and really multiple times during the week, depending upon how much you preach, there will be this continual studying of the Bible and digging into a passage of Scripture. So I want to give us some thoughts about how to study for a sermon. And it really begins with reading, for you to read the passage of Scripture and to make observations of a passage of Scripture. What I like to do is to make a photocopy of that passage and with a pen, mark up that passage. I underline words. I draw circles around words. I draw arrows, I use asterisks, I draw boxes. I try to be as interactive with a passage of Scripture as I can possibly be, and that forces me to look at literally every word that is in that passage. And I need to read this passage multiple times in order to really feel the heartbeat of this passage and begin to see the details of the particular passage. You need to walk the land of a passage. You need to be on ground zero, on ground level, and walk through this passage by reading it. And then the second thing would be to begin to write your observations. It could even be to begin writing a rough draft for the sermon. And I use a fountain pen and a piece of paper. Probably most of you will be using a computer screen, and I understand that. You need to use whatever works for you. By my method, which works for me, I take a blank piece of paper, and I go down the left-hand margin of that piece of paper, and I literally write out with my hand every word of that passage of Scripture, no matter how many verses that is. And I will cluster prepositional phrases, and I will cluster together on the same line certain words that go together, and I'll skip a line in between those lines. And sometimes it's just one word that's on a line. I'll go to the next line. It's just one word. And I will lay out the entire passage of Scripture by hand going down the left margin. And I want to visualize the passage. And then out beside each word or each cluster of words, I'll draw a little diagonal line and I'll begin to give the explanation for what the author is saying. I want to restate the meaning of the passage. And as I go down this column, this left-hand margin, I also have some tools in front of me, specifically some language tools. And I will look up what is this word in the original language, whether it's Greek or Hebrew. And I'll look up the definition, the meaning of that word, and I'll write that in. And if it's a verb, I want to parse that verb, which will help make even more precise the meaning of what is being said. And then as I can anticipate what would be the application, as I'm going down the page and writing out the meaning, the explanation, the interpretation of each line, there are different points at which I can almost hear myself as I'm preaching to show the relevance of this passage. And I'll write that out in the far right-hand margin. And as I go down the page, I'm beginning to extend beyond interpretation to the application. And then, as I've gone through this passage, I'll come back with my pen and I'll draw a horizontal line ever so often to try to see the divisions in this passage. And each division would represent a homiletical heading, would represent a main preaching point. And Roman numeral 1, and come down several lines in Roman numeral 2, and then extend through however many homiletical headings there would be for this sermon. That outline will be subject to a lot of modification and change, but I'll begin to put something onto paper where I can see with my own eyes what would be the natural breaking out of this passage of Scripture. Then the last thing that I would do would be to consult my commentaries and to consult the study Bibles. And what did I miss? What did I overlook? What did I misinterpret? How do I need to be corrected in the conclusions to which I've brought? What deeper insight can be gained as I read the commentaries and read study Bibles? What further probing do I need to make? What systematic theology do I need to pick up so that I can carefully articulate what is the theology and what is the doctrine that is found in this passage of Scripture? All of that would constitute what I would call a rough draft. And I am writing out the passage. I'm writing out the meaning of the passage. I'm writing out some initial applications of that passage as things flash in my mind, such as a potential illustration. For me, I just write ILL and draw a circle around it, standing for illustration, and put a one or two word summary that will remind me of what that illustration is. I will write out an outline. All of this is just my initial first step. It's not what I'll take into the pulpit. It's just beginning to put onto paper what are my observations and interpretations and applications and divisions of this passage of Scripture. So I would encourage you to do something like that in your own sermon preparation. And in future podcasts, we'll talk about going from the rough draft to a final manuscript or sermon notes. And that would be the next step that we would take. But this will get us started. This will get us into a passage of Scripture and begin to write out our observations in a rough draft. Well, may the Lord use what has been said in this session to trigger your mind, to give you further thought about how you would begin your sermon preparation. Well, may the Lord guide you and direct you in this whole process, and may you be greatly used in your pulpit ministry. God bless you.